now to Venezuela, a nation suffering through both economic meltdown and political crisis. 1 year ago, opposition leader Juan Guaido pronounced President Nicolas Maduro illegitimate and said that he was the rightful president. Guaido won the support of nearly 60 countries around the world, including the U.S., but President Maduro remains in power. With support from the Pulitzer Center, special correspondent Marcia Big sat down with opposition leader Guaido in Caracas.
Members of parliament aligned with opposition leader Juan Guaido hadn't even reached parliament on Wednesday when their convoy was attacked by supporters of President Nicolas Maduro. Guaido lashed out at what he said was a naked power grab and campaign of intimidation by Maduro.
They're announcing the military takeover of the palace, and right here, I'm denouncing it to the world. They're using military and paramilitary groups armed by the dictatorship, civilian groups armed by the dictatorship, to violently attack the federal palace.
In Caracas on Tuesday, Maduro arrived at the National Assembly Palace to deliver his State of the Union address before his supporters. He criticized Guaido as a puppet of the U.S. and called for new legislative elections this year.
The people should decide on this conflict with their votes, with their conscience, with their political will. Parliamentary elections in 2020.